Tune in to this week's Xamarin Show, where my good friend Gerald is on, trying to convince me to use the Visual State Manager and trying to convince you too. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Work From Home Edition. I'm James Montemagno, and again, my best friend in the entire world, Gerald from the Netherlands, is with me. How's it going, buddy?
It's fine, fine. Thank you. Yeah, all quarantined up, but, you know, we'll just keep up pushing more awesome stuff.
And if you watched last week's episode, well, it may look very familiar. I have the same shirt on. You have some shirt under there, but we changed a little bit. We switched it up, different color, different hat, different jacket. Awesome. That's what I do most of the day. I just kind of keep myself entertained. Well, last time we had you on, you know, people probably knew who you were because you've been a long time in the community. And if you don't, you got to know the Gerald. Gerald's amazing. He's been in the Xamarin community forever. And he's on the Xamarin Forums team now, which is spectacular, for almost a year. Is it over a year now?
No, it's almost a year. I think it's one or two months and then it will be a year. And it has flown by. So pretty awesome.
Very cool. And you're working on all sorts of cool stuff. And I wanted to have you on to talk about that cool stuff. What are you going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the Visual State Manager, which is already around since Xamarin Forms 3.0. But I think since then, it hasn't seen that much development. So it was time to change that. And one of the things that was recently added is the target name. So we'll see in a little bit why that matters. But I assure you, you'll be happy.
Okay, good. Because I'm pretty much terrible at using the Visual State Manager. That's why I don't use it. So I need you to convince me onto what the things I can do with it. And, you know, you said it's been around for a while and that we've been adding more onto it. So I'm ready. I'm ready to visually state my management.
All right. Well, let's just take a step back first. Start with the basic Visual State Manager concept.
Okay. Cool.
And from there, I'll convince you to use this in every next project that you are newing up. Let's do it.
Okay, cool. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, so here we have the, docs page for the Visual State Manager because, you know, if you want to learn a new concept, you go to the docs pages, right? I mean, they are pretty, pretty good. So also for the Visual State Manager, and basically what this does, we have implemented a couple of generic visual states, as the name would imply. So we have like the normal, the disabled, the focused, and the selected. Let me see if I can zoom this in a little bit for you so you can see it better. And each visual element has these states. So that means that depending on these states, you can influence the properties on your visual element. So that means whenever a visual element will go disabled, you can hook into that and you can set certain values on properties, whatever you want to do whenever that control becomes disabled. So these states are built in. So the switching between these states happen automatically whenever a control becomes focused. We handle that for you. You can just hook into that and set whatever property on that control you want. So if you want to have your entry go red whenever you focus it, you can do that. Besides that, you can also define your own states. And you can go to a certain state. So maybe you have that entry and you can just enter numbers in it, which will be the example we will see a little later on. And then you can have a state valid or invalid. And you can switch between those depending on the value that you put in there.
Oh, so very cool. Okay. So at a high level, every single, it says, you know, visual element, but that's basically every control, like a label, a list view.
Yeah. All the visual controls is a visual element.
Oh, very cool. So everything is there. And then without me having to do any work, these four states, which are like normal states of any control, are just there for me. They're ready to go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And I think if we scroll all the way down, there's this big explanation. So you want to read up on that again. We'll see the demos in a little bit. And I think all the way down here, we have a couple of extra controls. So we also have the button, also has a pressed state. The carousel view, also a great new control, has some visual states for the items that are shown. And the image button also has a pressed because it's also a button. So yeah, there's a couple of states that are built in that you can use, but you can also, you're free to use whatever state you want to define. In the end, it's just string values that you can flip around.
Very cool. That's nice that some of the other actually controls have even more things. So if I was creating my own control that was like super custom, I could add my own custom visual state so the developers using my stuff could take advantage of them. That's cool.
Actually, isn't your beloved checkbox, doesn't that have a check state?
Oh, it does have a check state. That's right. We need to make sure it's on here. I totally forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
So there we go. So if we quickly jump into a little demo of that. Here we have the demo of that's associated to this docs page. So it has a couple of different things right here. Let me just quickly run it and visualize it because it is the Visual State Manager.
It's in the name.
And yeah, it's in the name. So here we have a couple of things like on a view. You can use it in a style. You can use it for the validation. And you can also use it for like adaptive layout. So that sounds cool. Let's see that. I think that also has some monkeys. So let's see a monkey with a banana. And what's adaptive about this is that whenever I flip the phone around, you can see that the image shifts to the right, the menu shifts to the left. And this way you can also make like adaptive layouts for to make your app more responsive to running it on a tablet or a phone or, I don't know, a watch. You have all these crazy devices that you can use these days. So that's one thing that you can do, but probably a more common use case would be like, hey, you want to use this like this with a couple of entries. So this entry is disabled. I can't do anything with this. And this one is a normal one, but you can already see it has this line background when I go into it. So this is the focused state right here. The font size will suddenly become bigger, but I can still use this. And whenever I go down here, there are some instructions. So when I type something in here, again, this will focus and blow up. And when I type something in here, this will become active. So this is all things that you can do with the Visual State Manager and some triggers. So if we quickly see how that looks in a bit of XAML, you will have this, in this case, it was defined in a style. And you can say, okay, this should apply to an entry. And it will then know that this margin will apply to the entry and all entries that will be in here because it's a style. So it will implicitly translate that onto all entries in there. And here we have a visual state group list. So here we have the normal one, the predefined ones that we've just seen. So this will be handled automatically. But again, these are just string values. So you can put something different in here as well. You will just have to take care of the toggling of the state yourself. We'll see that in my next demo.
Got it. Now,
so that's basically how it works.
So that style, that's like any style. And then here we're saying like, here's the visual groups, which you were showing me were normal, focus, and disabled. Now in that focus group in the middle, you're changing the font size.
Yeah.
Like, how does it know to go back though? Because you only set that in one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in this case, it's because the style applies to an entry. So it cascades all the way down here and it knows like, okay, this belongs to an entry. So it all goes all back all the way here. And if we go to this validation page right here, so here you can already see like we have this custom visual states right here. So this is the valid and the invalid. This is something that they have defined themselves. But here, we set the is enabled, and because we set the visual groups in this button, it will know that the is enabled correlates with the button right here. So that's how it knows where it belongs. And actually, this is a good question because this is where the target name will come in the next step.
I see. Got it. Now, I think what's important here too is that like that's how those properties are known, but like in that valid state, you don't need to set it to enabled because that's the default state. So you're sort of like modifying it. When it changes states, it like goes back to its default state. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So only when you want to have values that are different from the default state. If you just do it like this and it's valid, it will just go back to is enabled is true. And if you would have like a different text color here, it will go back to black when you go to back to valid.
Oh, that's super cool. So it's like really kind of like you could almost think of them as like temporary overrides, like temporarily in this state, apply these changes. And then when it's not in that state, revert them back and apply some other ones. And they may be only one of the three that you've done before.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
So I'm glad you asked about like, how does it know which property it belongs to, which control? So let's jump into my other demo, what it's actually about today. Let's see here. This is a demo that I wrote myself. I used a little bit of pancake view here. Just to make sure there's a beautiful gradient, because I am not this great designer. So to make it look fancy, I'll just put in a gradient and be done with it. Let's just wait for it to kick in.
And if people don't know, the Pancake View is a beautiful open source third party library by our good friend, Steven.
Who doesn't know the Pancake View? That's why I didn't explain it. I mean,
you gotta know it. Gotta have it.
So here we go. We have a beautiful gradient from green to yellow. And we have a box where we can have numbers only, and it cannot start with one. I don't know why not, but it just can't. Here we have a button, submit number. And I've put a little bug in here because it will think it's valid right now because it doesn't have any value. So it works, but you know, just pretend that it's not valid right now. And whenever I start typing something in here, see if it starts with one, it doesn't work. If I do not numbers, it doesn't work. If I do other numbers, then it works. And just to see like this one, and now the button doesn't work. See?
Oh, cool.
So there we go. That's our demo. And the thing that you needed to do before, like that, this goes back to, like you mentioned, like how does it know which property to look for? If we want to set the state on multiple things, I have to do a visual state manager groups here on my pancake view, because you notice that the gradient changes. See, so this is one visual state. But if I want to also disable the button or the entry, make that change color, I would also have to apply the visual state group here. For the button, I would also have to apply the visual state group here. So that's a lot of verbose XAML going on, and that's not what you want. I mean, I love XAML, but too much XAML is not good for anyone.
Too much XAML. So this would be like the classic way that developers would use it, which is kind of what you showed us before. Is like, hey, this is the control I'm applying the state to. When it goes into the state, go, and it works. It totally works.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is how it was implemented in XAML Reforms 3. It works. Mm-hmm. It does an awesome job. But I, you know, there's room for improvement. There's always room for improvement, also for the Visual State Manager. So what we've done now is like, hey, we have this visual state manager, visual state groups on like our big root element here, which is the pancake view in this case. And that goes all the way down here, right? So everything is in this big root one. So since it's in the same visual tree, why don't we come up with a way that we can reach out to other elements within that visual tree and set properties directly on that? That will save a lot of XAML. And we'll make everyone happy.
Oh, cool.
So that's what we did. And basically, I mean, I already put it here in comments, so there was a little spoiler alert, but you know, I can just basically now remove all this. I can make this button self-closing to just take out all the XAML that I can. Same here for the entry. And then I have made myself easy, and then I can just get out this one. And this one. So, whoops. And hot reload is going there. Let's not do that for now. So what I do here, so before you would just set, okay, set the property, the background gradient start color, which is a property of the pancake view. This will just work like it did before. But now I can also add the target name. So what you can see happening here is like you, this value needs valid value entry. Is the name of my entry control right here. So that is the entry that needs the valid value. and on. So you can reference that with the target name. So you need to give it an X name, and you can reference it with that name. And now I can reach into it with this property. So that's the same property that you would use before. But now you will have to make sure that you use the bindable property name. So it works with bindable properties right now. And you will have to say, okay, this is an entry, because it is. And you can set the entry dot background color, and you can still set the value like you were doing before. So that way you can reach into elements that are in the, that's important, into this in the same visual tree. So if this button were to be the button or the entry were to be outside the pancake view, then this doesn't work. It has to be in the same tree, but everything inside there you can reach with that one visual state group.
Very cool. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense, just because it's like, hey, my entire application, this page of this thing, here are the states that I want to define, and here's what to do for the everything on the page, right? Or else you got to jump all over the page. It makes no sense. This makes 100 times more sense.
Yeah, exactly.
General.
So it makes it much more easy to read. And also because we are using like our custom states here, I have named this normal and invalid. So because these are the custom states, I also have to trigger the visual state manager myself, like, hey, go to state. So I have to tell this control to go to state, whatever state is it valid or is it normal? But now, because I just have this one control, like my layout, that is the name of my pancake view here, just this one root control. So I can take all these out. Before, I had to set this for all the separate controls. Now I can just go back to this one line and set the root layout to the new state, and it will update all the rest automatically.
Wow, very cool. That's, I mean, just, it's a little thing sometimes that make it a lot more easier, but it also makes sense just to say, hey, like I said, these are the groups, and just apply the state and done. I like that.
Right, yeah.
Now, could you also do it to the entire page and not just like the main control? Can a page have a...
A page is, in the end, a visual element. So yeah, that should work.
Nice. So that'd be kind of cool. You can just say, here's all the states, everything for my page, done.
Yeah, so you can do it on a page level if that's what you want, exactly.
Beautiful. Now, I assume that we're also, when we add new controls, we add more things to the Visual State Manager? Like, what's the future of Visual State Manager look like?
Yeah, so that's. I mean, we've seen there is a separate states for the carousel view, right? And the carousel view was added. I mean, it's still under an experimental flag, so it's added like right now. And we're adding new states for it. So Visual State Manager is very top of mind. Like you said, it's not always like straightforward to use. But with things like these, I think we're working on making that better. And it can be very powerful if you know how to use it. I mean, especially with the carousel view, you can have this nice little, I don't know, for the people who don't know the carousel view, you have basically this list, usually horizontally, and you can scroll through them, like think your favorite quarantine movie watching. Takeout restaurants or movie watching apps. And you scroll through the list like this to go through your next series or movies. Wouldn't it be nice that if you just scroll through them, that the next item or the previous item would just fade away a little or go bigger and smaller as you go through them? That's all things that you can do with the Visual State Manager very easily.
Very cool. I like that. Very, very cool. Well, Gerald, this is amazing. I'm totally going to go use it now. That's my plan.
Good.
Tonight.
I plan to see it in your next app and every app after that. So
beautiful. Awesome. Well, what we'll do is we will put all of the links, including that awesome sample that Gerald came up with about entry, because actually I literally have an app I'm building right now that has entry where they can only be integers and I need to validate that stuff. So like, I'm just going to steal your source code. That's what's happening. So good. I love it.
Okay.
That's very cool. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Gerald. Thanks everyone. And go check out the documentation, the samples. They'll be all in the show notes below. You know what to do. And of course, hit the bell, ding the thing, do all the things, just wave your arms around, click all the buttons on the screen. Make sure you get all those Xamarin shows in your inbox or wherever you get your Xamarin show on the internet. Go for it. Gerald, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. No problem. Yeah.
Thank you all for watching. Have a good one and see you next time.
Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.